Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, business mentor and freedom engineer. And I'm excited to have you here with me because we are talking about an important topic that I know is going to resonate with you. It's going to make your life easier. And ultimately, that's one of those factors that leads to that freedom feeling. We're talking today about leveraging other people's audiences. I've got to ask you, are you tired of hustling on social media, feeling like you're talking to the same people over and over and over with about average results? Well, that's because you need to get out to new people. And yes, tags on social media and creating content can help you reach other people, of course. But there's another way to do this that is very powerful. In fact, today I'm going to go over three specific ways that you can leverage other people's audiences to expand your reach and expand your pool of people that you're talking to. So let's dig in. Thanks for joining us. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this. And they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word freedom to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text freedom to 55444. All right, back to the show. I get it. You're creating the content. You're pushing it out every single day. You're spending hours preparing, publishing, getting it out there to the eyeballs, to the world. You're doing all the right things. Maybe you're even running ads. You're getting new eyeballs that way. That's all great. But these ideas that we're going to talk about today are fantastic to help you expand your reach and getting in front of new eyeballs without expensive or super time consuming systems and strategies. Okay, but before we do that, let's talk about why this is important. There's two really important parts of this. Number one, expanding your audience is obvious. Everybody knows that we need to get in front of new eyeballs in order to expand our reach. That's a given. But the other piece of what I'm going to talk about today, these are all authority building, trust building strategies. So this isn't like running an ad where you are trying to sell to a cold audience, which is a hard thing to do and can be very costly. These are ways that will quickly get you trust and lead to clients that genuinely want to do business with you because you are set up as the authority in your niche when you do these things, and you get this transfer of trust, okay? And so we're going to talk about what that is as we get going. So I'm going to just get right to it because I'm going to keep today's episode short and sweet. Number one, and when I say number one, I don't just mean this is the first thing we're talking about today, but I mean this is the number one thing. If you don't do any of the other things I say, do this one. Podcast guesting. This is huge and it can be free. It is powerful. Whether you have your own podcast or not is irrelevant because you can guest on other people's podcasts as an expert in your field. Now, the question I get asked the most in this case, like people are like, yeah, I get it. That's a good idea, but how do I do it? It's not as hard as you think. I'm going to give you three tips on how you can get that done so you can get on podcasts. And also, it's in your best interest to try to get on at least one a week. That is ideal. So number one is go to Facebook. There's tons of like podcast guest groups where you can put your bio and your profile in there and share your story, and people will invite you onto their show. That's one simple way. The second simple way is there's a website called Podmatch. It's exceptional. It's like a dating service for podcasters. Now, this does require about a subscription. Last I checked was around $70 a month. I assure you it's worth it if you are diligent about getting into the platform and connecting with other podcasters. And like I said, if you are committed to getting yourself booked on at least one podcast a week, it's worth the money. It's going to make this whole process a lot simpler and faster and easier. And the third one is a lot harder. That's where you literally start searching up podcasts and try to hunt down, like a manhunt, the person responsible for the podcast and pitching yourself, cold pitching yourself. That is very time consuming. A lot of people pay people for this. Like, there's VAs that will do this for you. I've heard of people paying up to $300 an episode. I think that's quite expensive considering there's all these other ways to do it that don't cost that much. But unless you are super busy and you genuinely just have a team of people and this is what you want to do, I don't think you need to necessarily pay for that, because it is easy to get onto other people's podcasts. So make that a high priority. When you do a podcast, you get to talk for 30 minutes, you know, to 40 minutes or so. People get to know your personality. Be sure that you don't just try to sell the whole time. Definitely add value to their audience. Be personable. Share your story. And when people hear your story and they hear your message, they resonate with you. Plus, they're listening to this podcast because of the trust they have in that podcast host. And therefore, that transfer of trust instantly equals over to you, right? Because when that host is excited to see you, they encourage their listeners to go check out your website. Trust me when I say this is a very underutilized tool. And it's very powerful. On that same note, I'm going to piggyback another one into this, which is called guest blogging. So if you're selling a product, you might consider guest blogging, because it's a little bit harder to sell mainly products on podcasts. Not really that hard, but not as normal as blogging. Blogging could be a good way to go. Or if you just don't like to be on camera, or you don't like to talk into a microphone, guest blogging is another good way to go. So those, I'm going to bundle those together, because in both cases, you're leveraging somebody else's audience and you are coming in as an expert in your niche, and you are getting the benefit of the trust factor that they have with the source of the podcast or the blog. So those are the three main reasons why that's really powerful. Okay. Tip number two on how you can leverage other people's audience is called HARO, Help a Reporter Out. Go to Help a Reporter Out website and just Google it and sign up. And every day you're going to get, sometimes twice a day, you're going to get a list of media outlets that are looking for experts to write contributing pieces. This is so powerful in your niche. Like if you're in finance or business, health and wellness, women's health. I mean, it doesn't matter really what you do. Sign up, because every day you're going to be seeing something new. You may not contribute every day, but if you contribute once or twice a month, even, that's going to be leveraging their audience. And a lot of times these sort of publications get syndicated out in mass, which what I mean by that is this. You might be writing for, I'm going to make this up, you know, dailywellnessnews.com. That's totally made up. But dailywellnessnews.com might be pushing their RSS feed out to, like, you know, 20 other places. So your article doesn't just get a little bit of reach, it gets massive reach. Okay. So you never know, that can happen. You don't always know where it's going to go, but it's about consistently showing up, being committed to that process, and being a contributing author when you can. So that's tip number two for leveraging other people's audiences. And last but not least, workshops. Now, what do I mean by workshops? There's a couple ways this could go. So you guys probably see a lot of these summits, like women business summits and different things like that. No, those are okay. I personally have to tell you my opinion, because I've been on quite a few of them, is it hasn't really been worth it. A lot of times what I think is happening there is the workshop host is getting money based on the speakers. In some cases, they charge you to speak, which I've paid for and found that it was lame. They were trying to leverage my audience more than they were feeding me. You know, I think it should be a mutual benefit. So, I mean, look at them, but take it with a grain of salt. That is a way to go. I would look at maybe their past historical numbers, who has come, what happens to it when it's done, how much work do you have to put into it ahead of time? Those are all some things to think about. But what I was actually meaning here was if you hosted workshops, I would team up with somebody in your space and just do one, two, or three of you where you're going to host a mini workshop. All three of you contribute. You're going to bless each other in this case. But say, for example, like you're a mineral balancing practitioner, your clients would benefit from a mindset coach. They would benefit from a nutritionist. Those three things combined, if you don't do all three of those, well, then that would be a pretty sweet trifecta to do a workshop. And if you could pull two other people that are experts in their field together, you guys get the benefit of leveraging each other's audiences. I would control that. In fact, that's kind of what I'm trying to say here is I would spearhead the workshop rather than joining on someone else's workshop. That's just been based on my experience. You might have had some other experience and had success doing other people's workshops, and that's really fantastic. When you're hosting a workshop, what I would recommend is making sure everybody has a reasonable email list. You guys all agree to send out emails to your audiences, a certain number. And also, don't overlook LinkedIn. When you do an event on LinkedIn, you can invite up to 1,000 people for free to your event. Very, very powerful because it goes directly to their inbox and it gets more exposure. The one trick I would say that I've had with LinkedIn is you'll get a lot of people who click that they're going, but then they don't actually show up. So follow up in the DMs. When somebody clicks on that they're going, message them and say, hey, here's the registration link. Because if the event is happening off of LinkedIn, that's when it gets a little tricky. But take that extra step to DM them and say, hey, did you get a chance to register? I want to make sure you get the reminders. And that way it'll help increase your show ratio. Okay, so that's it. I mean, like I said, today's going to be a short and sweet, but to the point and a very effective podcast episode. So I hope that was helpful. If you're not leveraging other people's audience because you're so focused on getting content out, we can get in that trap. Take a moment to pull back and ask yourself, how can I spend, one experience a week investing in someone else's audience? Pour into other people and you will be poured into. All right, my friends, thanks for tuning in today. Until next time, bye for now.